Drop it.
F-U-T. F-U-T. Hello, footies, and welcome back to the one and only Daily FIFA podcast. We're Foot in Review. We bring you updates about the latest content. We talk players, review them, and of course, as a part of footcoaching.com, we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. We upload every night very late in the UAE, but if you want episodes early and some awesome bonus content, consider joining our Patreon. It's patreon.com/footinreview, and you also support this ongoing podcast. Today is Thursday, November 12, and we are recording Season 3, Episode 34. Today we'll be talking about Champions League, SBC, marquee matchups, our horrible red picks that actually broke the game today, Foot United, another newcomers challenge, and an incoming patch. My name's John, also known as Foot Coaching, and let's start by saying hi to Mr. FIFA Database, it's Ingvi.
Hello, hello.
That's some enthusiasm, buddy. How you doing?
I'm not too bad, actually. It sounded almost like music intro here. I don't know where it came from, so yeah.
No, no, you were singing. That's definitely going to say the title of the show, Ingvi Sings.
Something yeah, like. Ingvi Sings. It's a happy day, isn't it? Oh, almost Friday, and the weather is decent. And
yeah. I only saw rain today, and I think it's been a very long Thursday. So, you know, I had one of those days where you start, and I took the day off today, right, to do a lot of stuff which I had planned.
Yeah.
And then it was 4 o'clock, and I did not do anything of all those things. My phone would kept going. I had to pick my daughter up for early at daycare because she wasn't feeling too well. I went to make dinner, but I forgot actually some of the ingredients. So that's this Thursday. So before we continue, I'll actually check if I have the recording button on because it's one of those days.
Yeah,
it is on. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, we all have those days now and then. It's it's a little bit tiring, but just have to grind through it.
Definitely. Talk about grinding, though. I really want to start off with our red picks. I wasn't that far off the truth this morning, of yesterday when I sat when we talked about it. So I said I would pack the Argentina striker, and of course I was hoping for the Red Bull Leipzig defender. Those two are exactly what I picked. So no Messi for me. But I like the defender, though, so there's that. How did it went on your side?
I think I said I would get Thiago Silva, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I got him. And I got the Ollie Watkins card as well. So,
decent. All right, but not usual.
Yeah, it wouldn't fit. I don't have any Premier League players now. So, and Thiago Silva doesn't fit my team either, no matter how much I would try, because I don't use that many Brazilians at the moment either. So, yeah, but of course, at worst, Thiago Silva is 60 pace now, so he won't be near my team, I think. I think he'll end up in an SBC. But that's, yeah, it's good for SBC value, but since it's 86 rated card. The Watkins one can be used in objectives, I'm pretty sure, but I don't know if he's how he's compared to the silver inform Jay Adams that we got yesterday from objectives. I already unlocked him, but I haven't had time to try him, so
I didn't actually play anymore. I was so disappointed by it, and there was something else with the red picks going on actually.
Yeah, there was something with the red picks. If you tried to use them, the game kind of didn't want to play.
You so, just got disconnected from the whole game, and the whole game terminated itself.
Yeah, so that's something going on there. We got a message saying it was fixed, but I still think it's the same bug with Castells.
No, they just, when we are recording this, they just tweeted out that they fixed Castells as well.
So you use all of them now. That's good.
You can all use the red picks now, yes.
Awesome. That's good.
That was a weird bug though, because it's not like we're not been giving red picks for like forever now.
Sometimes things like that happen. I don't think we'll ever know why, but I've seen strange things happen on my computer as well without doing anything. So,
yeah, that's true, of course.
Suddenly it works again after a patch from Microsoft. So, yeah, that's unfortunate, but at least it didn't happen when people were trying to play Weekend League and got losses for that. That would be a little bit sad.
That's true. That's true, of course. Now it only costs rivals.
Yeah, but think about it. If you just, okay, I got red Messi and the guy is going to go, or girl is going to go and play Weekend League and we use the red Messi there. And, oh, okay. No, what happened? Okay, it's a bug. Oh, it's a bug. Oh, it happened suddenly. Oh, okay, I'll try one more. Oh, something is wrong. That would be much worse if you ask me. The rivals ones are, well, that's not the worst thing. That's not the main concern, I think.
Yeah, you are.
For a few, of course, but I think it's worse when it happens during the Weekend League, because sometimes the fixing is a little bit more time consuming than when not maybe as many people at work. So good thing that it's fixed already.
Yeah, fair. All true. Very, very true. And we continue with... We have a whole lot of SBCs today, Envy.
Yeah, we have actually four SBCs. First I thought we only got three because Marquee Matchups was nowhere to be seen. And then just tossed around a little bit and whoops, there it was. So that was nice. It was like kind of, okay, that strange, but it's back. And we got a new League SBC as well, which is cool. The UEFA Champions League, it's called. Cost around 100-120k to do the whole thing. It's just like the Libra and Suda League SBCs. So there's like first stage, second stage, third stage, playoff, group stage, round of 16, and then quarterfinals, semifinals, and the final. And you counted how many Champions League cards we needed to do the SBCs in total?
73, mister.
So you need, hopefully you have a few. And I think the 81 plus Champions League SBC might be popular as well.
So I was looking at like, okay, this is interesting. Oh, this is actually cool. Oh, well, this needs a lot of, wait a minute, let's just wait. So I started counting, and I checked it already. It is 73 UCL cards. Ooh.
Yeah.
The first, you know how many I had in my club, though?
No.
Seven.
Yeah, close enough. But the first four SBCs, they're tradable packs, and then the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4 is untradable, and then the final one is tradable, and the thing you get a 50k pack, the rare player pack, for completing the whole thing. That one is untradable, so that's a little bit, some tradable, some untradable packs. So I think I will skip this unless I get loads of duplicates, which I doubt. So maybe at a later time when things are really cheap and I don't have anything else to do, then it would be cool. It would be cool if we could get, instead of the 50k pack, that we get a player pick from a road to the final player, for example. That would be awesome. Or a Champions League player pick, just a Champions League rare player pick from 86 plus or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, could go all, yeah.
Of course, although, you can get an icon untradeable, of course.
Ah, yeah.
50k, but yeah. We had player picks from those league SBCs on FIFA 20, but we haven't seen that yet. So it's going to be interesting to see when we get from the leagues, if it's just a pack or we will actually get some player picks. I hope for player picks. Those can be fun.
Yeah, well, of course, I agree. But Libertadores has no player picks either. So I was like, no, I did not expect it to happen.
They did have on FIFA 20.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that we didn't have them on this way already did not make me rethink this would be much different. So.
No, I agree.
But I wouldn't mind, of course, if they did bring those back. But on the other end, I mean, it isn't tradable packs and stuff, but the packs aren't that bad, right? Which you can get.
Decent. A repeatable SBC as well, so you can do it as many times you want. At least it's up for 29 days.
Yeah, so you can just grind towards it and do it. Yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
And stuff if you have some, then maybe you can just sell them as well.
Yeah. I didn't have many tradable, so I had three. I have two of them sold already. So
I had seven in total with three tradable. So, yeah, me neither.
So I'm good.
Now, well.
And we got a few more SPCs. We got Newcomers Challenge, where you get a 75-plus rare player. Untradeable, of course. I don't know if I would do that. You need minimum 4 clubs, maximum 3 from one club, minimum 2 rare, exactly 1 silver player. Player quality needs to be minimum bronze players and above, and team chemistry is minimum 45. There are 2 blocks, 2 center backs in a 3-4-2-1 formation, I think it is. Or 3-4-3 formation. So, yeah, it's easy to do probably, but I don't know if I want to spend my players to get a 75 rated plus. I've done a few of those, and I rarely get anything over 80 from those. At least that's been my experience so far. But of course, it's something to do there as well. Then, more interesting is the Foot United set.
Yay, more interesting.
Yeah, at least for me than a 75 rated plus player.
Yeah, that's true.
You get a kit, the Foot United kit, home kit actually, so we might see an away kit later. 3 sections. The first one is called Ultimate Club. You need minimum 4 nationalities, minimum 3 from the same nation, minimum 1 rare, bronze or higher, and team chemistry is minimum 45. That gives you the badge. Looks quite okay. Next one is called Stan United. You need minimum 5 players from the same league, minimum 3 silver players, bronze and above players you can use, and minimum 50 team chemistry. That gives you the Foot United Tifo. Looks quite similar to the badge. Last one is called Color Splash. Minimum 3 leagues, minimum 3 from one club, minimum 5 players from the same nation, minimum 1 rare player, minimum silver player quality, and minimum 55 team chemistry. And this gives you the Foot United Stadium theme. And of course, complete all these, you get a nice kit. Looks interesting. Might do it. You never know.
No, you never know. I won't. But I get why you would do it.
I have some untradeable bronze and silver players I can throw into that. So why not?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Though. I mean, it won't hurt either. I don't know. For some reason, I'm always playing away as well. So I don't even see my own team.
And of course, the marquee matchups finally appeared again. Cost around 17 to 20k to do. You get a mega pack if you complete it. There's of course 4 sections. First one is called Italy versus Poland. Cost around 5k to do. You get a small gold players pack. You need minimum 1 player from Italy or Poland. Maximum 4 nationalities, minimum 3 rare players, minimum 73 team overall rating, and minimum 75 team chemistry. Next is Portugal versus France. Cost around 4-5k to do. You get a small rare mixed players pack. You need minimum 1 player from Portugal or France, minimum 5 clubs, minimum 2 rare players, minimum 3 gold players, minimum 74 rated team, and minimum 75 team chemistry. Next is Spain versus Germany. You get a small prime gold players pack, cost around 4k to do. minimum two players from Spain or Germany. So you can have one from each or two from either one. Minimum three leagues, maximum three nationalities, minimum three players from one club, minimum 75 rated team, and minimum 80 team chemistry. And the last one is England versus Ireland. You get a prime electrum players pack, cost around 5.5 to 6k to do. Minimum one player from England, minimum one player from the Republic of Ireland, maximum three players from the same nation, minimum two rare players, minimum 77 team overall rating, and minimum team chemistry is 85. So not the best packs, maybe, but not expensive. So probably decent value.
Yeah, I think that's it. It's decent value. It's non-expense. I mean, yeah, it won't hurt. I think you have to see it like that, right? It's cheap. If you can do it, just do it, and it's all fine.
You never know what you pack. You can
I know.
Pack anything.
I know. I did already did them, though.
You did them already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't looked at them, so...
No, I did one. It's it was horrible.
Okay.
Then my best was actually Saint Maxime, the non-informed one, which wasn't actually that... He was still 10k or something like that, I think.
Yeah.
Wasn't all that bad, so... Can't complain either way, I guess.
Not decent. Definitely. But of course, it's not what you want, of course, but... yeah.
No, I think I'm just going to go for all the four, and then once the icon SBC hits, then I'm going to strike.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get some cool... That's going to be soonish as well. Maybe next week.
I think in my bet... No, one next week might actually be fair, because next Friday the season ends as well, if I'm correct.
Yep.
So the season ends. I think that might be a straight on point, because the season ends. I think the promo ends. Well, it has to be it, right? Actually. Yeah. Next week.
Next Friday, probably then.
Yeah. Good. Good guess. I think best bet. Yes.
So that's going to be interesting. Well, hopefully, I don't know if we're going to get one or we're going to get many. I'm pretty sure we're not going to get any better than mid-icon players, because we haven't seen any premium packs yet. So we can only get...
I can bet, though, Overmars will get... Nah.
Overmars will
Inzaghi.
Yeah.
They might come up.
I hope there's some cool new ones. I don't mind if they're not cheap, of course. Not crazy expensive either, because the players are untradeable, so you want, like... it's like not you can't do cheap and sell. So
yeah, true.
So I hope there's some of the cool ones. No disrespect to Nesta and Inzaghi and things like that. They were great players, but they are not made for this game.
No.
They can be used, but of course they won't perform as good as players like non-inform Rodrigo for some reason, which is sad. So SBCs for those players, I think, well, I think it would be a waste to spend time setting those up.
Yeah, I definitely agree. But we will be seeing them. That would be my guess. Oh, well. I never know.
No. See, something cool. For example, well, maybe Petr Cech, maybe the base Schweinsteiger, the left mid one, that's because that's a usable card as well. And of course, good for hybrids.
That's a good shout, actually.
Yeah, so.
I have not seen him at all.
Schweinsteiger?
Nope, I have not seen
him. I've used him. He's quite good.
Oh,
actually, yep.
That's cool. I didn't see him any.
No, I haven't faced him either, I think, but I've used him, so it's quite a cool card. Not meta, of course, but it's a fun card to use. Very good passing and shooting, and good in the air. Solid CDM. So I would consider doing that SPC if it was decently priced.
We'll find out soon enough. Just one more week and one day.
Yeah, that's nice because I've done pretty much all objectives that I've done the ones with the pack and I unlock Kunde and the silver one and all the others I can. So it's like not much objectives wise I can do now. And of course I unlocked the level 30 player as well.
So right going, buddy.
Yeah, been a good week in that way. I do hope we get some cool Road to the Final maybe in the objectives or a flashback tomorrow. We haven't seen it flash. We only had one flashback.
But I think they'll be a bit scarce with that. Tomorrow is going to be Team UCL Team 2, guys.
Yeah, probably.
We need Juventus players as well. So I think that's going to be tomorrow with some more objectives.
Yep.
So
something cool, I hope. Yes.
Also have something coming. A patch incoming soon.
Yeah, there was a patch for the PC today.
Yes, I want to quickly just touch on some points that are there, but we'll know more after we actually played it. I think that's important. And with these amount of patches, I was actually thinking maybe we should just open up a PC account and just start there and new and to see how that goes. But then I can actually test these things out first. So that might be a thing I'm thinking about. Anyways, there's some changes coming though on gameplay. For example, I'm just going to go through it and you just interrupt me if you want to discuss it. The following changes will be made for gameplay. We increase the distance that a ball can travel after making contact with the foot or leg of the defender during a blocking animation. This, I think, is not a bad change because I saw people saying, oh, it's getting even easier to defend. But the tackling is pretty much unreliable and sometimes it just sort of bounces back to the attacker that wanted to try to push through. I think this just eliminates that. That makes tackling or blocking a bit more efficient. Less rebounds as well. I don't think this is a bad thing per se. We decrease the amount of time the team press D-pad tactic can be active for before requiring cooldown from 30 seconds to 20 seconds. And further details about this change will be provided in an upcoming pitch note article. I think it is good because we definitely need some more details of this one. Because the first thing I saw here was like, what are you doing? But we'll wait till the explanation, I guess, before we start to stir the pot, so to speak. What do you think?
I agree.
Awesome. Because it doesn't, it kind of triggers me, but I need to, that's why I wanted to see the explanation first. They also increase the impact of the overload ball side D-pad tactic on in-game stamina. And they also say we'll explain this further in the upcoming pitch notes. And I saw this interpreted wrongly a whole lot of times today. It means if you use overload ball side, it will be draining your stamina even faster. So the impact will be increased, so the stamina will decrease faster. I think that's very important to realize. So some people saying, oh, it's going to be OP, but it's getting nerfed. It's getting toned down. We also increase the impact of the constant pressure on heavy touch and pressure on possession loss tactics on in-game stamina. And as well there, they will provide more details soon. But basically, constant pressure on heavy touch, pressure on possession loss, and overload ball side will require more stamina or actually train stamina a lot faster. Your first thoughts on these notifications, Amy?
It's interesting. I think there's a lot of people that do custom tactics might have to do some changes to those. I think it's nice that the players will be drained, because so much as I feel that I'm chased constantly for 90 minutes without my opponent getting tired at all. So that would be cool that at least the players get tired. But of course, you don't know if people are just going to change to a different type of approach of when defending, etc., which we are not a big fan of. And we'll face that every match. That's going to be boring as well. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how much it affects the setup I'm using in my tactics and how my opponents will set up theirs. We'll see when after playing 20, 30 matches how things are going, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. I think I was a bit worried about, and I think you share the same concerns, is that just playing really low pressure, not trying to attack, not trying to get the ball, just go for counterattacks might actually sound like the best next thing to do, which makes us back into FIFA 20 territory, is not what we wanted. But I want to be careful with this one till the patch note hits, because I can't imagine they're not paying attention to that as well. And they're not saying how much the impact is nerfed and et cetera, et cetera. So we'll have to see. And also, it's way too early to draw any conclusions from this, I think, because I see people already saying, oh, back to FIFA 20 and stuff. But we'll have to see, because I definitely know if those people are, after the pitch hits, will still be tweeting it out. The majority of the players will actually start trying to play like that as well. But I'm not too sure if that's going to be the most effective tactic to do. But we'll have to find out ourselves. And I think we'll have this patch within 2 weeks. So we'll see.
Yep.
There are some issues as well which are being addressed. And this is a cool one. You can club item and the crowd chant items can have the audio previewed on the bidding option screen in a foot. That's cool.
Yeah, if you're on console, yeah.
Yeah. I don't even have the sound on from the game. Doesn't really matter for me. But yeah, no, I mean, it's cool that you can actually listen to it before you buy it. I think that's cool.
Yeah. If you're unsure if this is the right one, then that's good. But if you're trying to get the AC Milan one, then you probably won't have time to blink before it's bought by someone because it's so popular.
Yeah, exactly. They adjusted their division rivals' matchmaking logic for plays and matches in order to further avoid potential skill rating disparity when matchmaking. That's always good. Next one is some ball items did not display shadows in game. Hey.
Yes, that's a good one.
And when trying to access the objective screen through the button shortcut on the team event screen, after the team event finished, an error message would appear in the game would transit to the FUT menu. Yes, I've noticed that one. Good that they fixed it. When returning to the foot menu after viewing an objective that was close to expiring, the time remaining counter and take me there button shortcut were sometimes not displaying. Didn't realize it, but good. Some celebration items did not display the correct name. That's fixed. What else do we have here? Some player changes in this on the bios texted. I think that's most of it. There are some changes, of course, to career mode, full-time mode, etc. This is an interesting one. They made the following changes. They updated how the ping bars display in online match lobbies to be more representative of the in-game experiences. Before I go into this, it will not change your ping, people. Just be mindful. But it says if you go from 0 to 30 milliseconds, you get 5 green bars. 31 to 59, you get now 4 green bars. Basically, they changed how it looks and if it shows green or yellow, etc. And this is a visual change only, does not impact the online game experience at all. But, well, I doubt that we'll be having anything else than green from now on. What else is new? There's some new players, some badges, kits, and boards. added. Well, always nice, always good. I think that's most of it. I think the changes to the gameplay is the most important one. Well, I don't think this is... No. There's something here for you as well, Invita, by the way. Yeah. When a foul occurs, which would result in a yellow card, but it's not granted due to the referee calling it for an advantage, the offender could commit another yellow card offense and be shown a straight red card by the referee. You yeah, only get one red card, one yellow card now, I think.
Yeah, but I was hoping to see the fix that when you threw one-on-one with the goalkeeper and you just slash down from behind, you get a free kick, but the opponent doesn't get a red or a yellow. So that bug looks like it's still in, unfortunately. That's really annoying.
It does not say anything about that. Nope.
No, I didn't find it either. So I hopefully that will be fixed in the next patch because, yeah, a lot in the weekend league I was through. One-on-one goalkeeper going to shoot and hack down from below. From behind, and then free kick, of course, just outside the box, and no card.
Yeah, that's annoying. Some people just know it and go for it as well.
Yeah.
But on that, it is pretty consistent that you don't get a card, so there's also no reason why you shouldn't try it either if need be there.
I'll take a red for the team.
Which will be yellow, so I won't worry about it.
If you get anything at all, though. We'll see. I need to test it.
Yeah.
If I get desperate to try to stop.
Oh, well, we'll see when we get the SBC hits, by the way.
Patch.
Yes. Patch, SBC. It's all the same.
Yeah. Update.
It is late. I need to go to bed. Ingvi, thanks for joining tonight. Anything to add?
No, good luck in the weekend league for those starting early tomorrow.
Yes, definitely good luck there. Tomorrow, though, we'll be having friend of the show, Nishant, back to join us and discussing the second UCL Live team. Monday, we hope to get Paul back, of course. Hope everyone is doing well there. Tuesday, John Talking Foot, also known as The Saint, will be joining upcoming Tuesday. So we're getting a bit of a schedule going again. Keep sending in your questions. Ingvi, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Evgnoni, and they can find me on the EA forums at LittleLan95.
Awesome. You can find the show at Foot in Review on socials. Go to anchor.fm/footinreview/message to leave us your voice messages. Send in player reviews, questions, whatever you want, send them in. We will be reviewing them before they go live on there, so don't worry about that. You can just go there on your phone. Your phone takes up the messages and it's really easy. And of course, you can find me at Foot Coaching on all socials and check out footcoaching.com for all things coaching. Ingvi, it's been a pleasure, but now I'm going to drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F U T F U T F U T T T in view F U T